word on Today FM.
Tabitha Monaghan from the Irish Independent. Please tell us how Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have apparently joined forces to block a Green Party initiative for a pollution tax on drivers to be announced before the general election.
Hi, Matt. Yes, so this is not a new strategy. We've actually heard this before. It was the demand management strategy. If listeners cast their mind back to March, this strategy recommended something like a congestion charge, diesel rebate should be phased out, for example. So now what we're seeing is the Green Party and Roderick O'Gorman wants to see this strategy signed off before the general election. It would reduce traffic congestion, hitting road users with new charges and new taxes. But Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are essentially having none of this. So every week the coalition leaders have a meeting, and this is something that Roderick O'Gorman wanted the cabinet to sign off on, and both and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil don't want to see this happen. And you kind of understand why that is the case. We're in the context now of a general election, so the idea that drivers are going to be hit with additional charges or new charges, I don't think anybody wants to go into an election with that hanging over their heads.
If this was going to be done, why wouldn't it have been in the budget?
Yeah, exactly. And I think at this stage, it's just what I think the argument now is that it's getting too close to the election, and that like you said before the bulletin there, we're expecting an election to be called now next week and the dissolution of the Dáil. And I think that's the argument now, is that this is too close. This is not the time to be bringing in something new.
And how radical would the changes be?
Yeah, so I think at the moment they're recommendations. So what we're looking at is that they want to develop a pathway for the development of a cohesive, equitable and future-proofed taxation approach on transport based on user and polluter pays policies and principles. So we don't know exactly what the concrete measures are. Now, Roderick O'Gorman is saying this is not a taxation document at all. There is no new taxation. But what he was saying this afternoon at a doorstep was that we're seeing now a move over to EVs, for example, and they pay, I think, €120 in motor tax a year. So an awful lot less than drivers that are driving petrol cars or diesel cars. So what he's saying is that as motorists transition over to those EVs, we're losing income, motor tax income from that, so that there needs to be kind of a re-evaluation of the taxation system. So there could be changes there. I don't think there's any concrete ideas of how radical that's going to be, but it's that there will be changes and that we could see the likes of congestion charges come in. And this is something that local authorities as well would be looking to introduce. It's to help them tackle congestion charges, to make local areas, local towns, local cities more nicer places to live. But also we could see the likes of bus lanes or bus corridors introduced, give public transport more room on roads. So it's not just about taxes and congestion. There's other measures within that strategy.
Let's bring in Brian Ledden, Green Party TD for Limerick City and the party's spokesperson for Transport, Climate Action and Environment. Brian, did you really expect Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to sign off on these measures just weeks before a general election?
Well, there's no actual measures, Matt. Like, this has been framed completely incorrectly. There's 35 recommendations in the draft strategy. One of them, number two, which Tabitha read out there, develop a pathway for the development of a cohesive, equitable and future-proof taxation approach on transport based on a user and polluter pays principle, is one of 35. So there's nothing coming in immediately. You asked like why it wasn't accounted for in the budget, because basically this is a long-term strategy. On demand management. It's very linked with how we decarbonize our transport sector. And I fail to see what is so egregious in that particular recommendation or in the 34 other ones. I'd love to know what Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil actually have a problem with.
Have you not asked them?
Yeah, they're blocking something that actually makes a lot of sense. And there's 35 very sensible.
But have they explained why they want to block it? Have you asked them to explain?
I honestly think they don't have the courage to make any even modest moves forward in the area of transport. And it's as simple as that. And by the way, this isn't just about climate or pollution. It's about creating better working towns and villages and cities and the links between them as well. It makes absolute sense that the draft strategy is there on the department's website. People can have a look at it. 35 sensible recommendations for how we move forward. And on the decarbonisation piece, It is the most difficult sector to move the needle on. We're making great progress in agriculture, in the heating industry, power generation, and other sectors as well. Transport is the one that isn't moving. And what we need to do is change how our transport systems work over towards certainly supporting active travel in for the shorter journeys, supporting electric vehicle rollout, supporting public transport primarily. And a lot of work has been done in that area, led by Eamon Ryan in the last few years, an incredible amount of work. But what we're seeing now is Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil getting cold feet about making more progress in that area. And I think it's quite irresponsible of them, to be honest.
Now, this is only the second of 35 measures, as you point out. But does it not have a major financial impact on most drivers in that there would be changed tax rates on the purchase of cars? There would be changes in what they pay in annual motor tax, possible changes in the various levies on fuels. Is that not involved in all of it?
Yeah, it's basically, it looks at reviewing how we do taxation around fuels and vehicles in this country. Like, we know that there's going to be a gap of a few billion euros a year because of the switch over to EVs. It's absolutely correct and appropriate and responsible that we would look at that. So I really don't see... why they have an issue with this being reviewed. It isn't signalling that any immediate changes would happen. It's basically pointing a strategy or outlining a strategy towards a pathway for changing how we do motor taxation and fuel taxation, and that is the right thing to do.
Okay, stay with us there, please, Brian. I want to go back to Tabitha Monaghan from the Irish Independent. Have Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil spelt out their problems with this?
Yeah, they have. The Taoiseach actually in particular spoke about this today. He said that he had signed up for a programme for government that was anti-carbon, not anti-car. But in particular, I think he was pointing to the timing of this now and saying that he didn't believe that at this stage that the government had a mandate to bring this to the Irish people with a range of new charges and taxes, so that he wasn't in favour of that. And I actually think what Brian was saying there about it being a long-term strategy actually could to point to one of the reasons why Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael don't want to bring this in, don't want to sign this off now. Because, like I said, we're going to be coming into a general election and there's no guarantee who's going to be in government. I mean, it's likely that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will return, but whether or not the Greens will return. So if Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are going to sign off on this strategy that was drafted by Eamon Ryan, do they want to commit to that if they won't actually have to commit to that again in a fresh programme for government?
Is this a sign, Brian, of just a breakdown in relations between the three government parties in advance of the election?
Well, I think it's a bit rich to say that the mandate isn't there. This was presented, it's been worked on for the last few years. It was presented earlier in the year. It's Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that have delayed it right to this point. This should have been passed by this government. And I actually think that slogan that the Taoiseach is using, that he's against carbon, not cars, is quite superficial, to be honest, and doesn't have any substance. We know from the research that the OECD has done that for us to decarbonize our transport sector in this country, we need to move away from a car-oriented society towards public transport and active travel. While great work has been done in the last few years, this is an important step towards that as well.
But Brian, there's a lot of listeners getting in touch saying that the problem is that you're looking to punish motorists before you have a sufficient public transport system in place for them to use as an alternative to cars.
This idea that you need this kind of ideal or utopian public transport system before you start nudging people towards using public transport is ridiculous. Like, we have made huge progress in the last few years. We're never going to have that perfect transport system unless we adopt strategies like this. Like, one of the elements of this is looking at how we use space on our streets, limited, finite space in our streets. So it's going to be harder to put in the public transport systems, the bus lanes. It's going to be harder to put in the the wider footpaths to help people walk. It's going to be harder to put in the cycle networks if this strategy doesn't go through as soon as possible. And actually, what's going to happen after the election anyway, it's going to go through anyway, whoever is in government, because pretty much all parties will agree that this does actually have to be done. They just don't have the courage of their convictions to take it on at this time, just shy of an election.
Brian, just one last thing. I see today car sales are finally going up again, but electric vehicle sales continue to fall. Is the idea of 1 million electric vehicles on our roads by 2030 now essentially dead?
I don't think so. I mean, it's certainly a challenge, but I've always said that the real challenge is changing away from a car-oriented society. So if we go all in on the electric vehicles, that's not going to work. It really is about developing excellent public transport and excellent active travel systems, and incredible progress has been made, and that is the future. Electric vehicles right across the globe, sales of them have dipped largely because of the uncertainty around Chinese imports. So people are holding off on purchasing electric vehicles. But EVs or electric vehicles are only one part of the solution. Really, it is about changing away from this really car-oriented, car-dominated society that we have. And we're going in the right direction, but we've a lot more work to do.
Brian Ledden, Green Party TD for Limerick City. Tabitha Monaghan, political reporter with the Irish Independent. Thank you both.
The Last Word on Today FM.